Like many of you, I have struggled over the past few weeks to understand how the news and social media narratives are shaping the way the world is responding to the growing crises around the world. I understand how difficult it is for people to interpret what they read and see. We have so many news sources to choose from, and so many people, some well-intentioned and some not, sending videos and soundbites directly to our phones. How can we know where to look for truth and hope? This column may be a good place to find some truth and hope. It's a place where writers of many faiths share personal and spiritual reflections with readers who, we imagine, also come with open hearts, compassion, and a willingness to understand that among our many perspectives there is a common desire to listen, respect, and be kind to one another. In my tradition, sharing funny and joyful news and stories is one way to bring light into the dark moments we inevitably feel in these troubled times. Some of you may know of the CBC comedy series This Hour Has 22 Minutes. It debuted in 1993 and is the longest-running comedy show in Canada. In the early years, one of my favorite segments was called Talking to Americans. In it, comedian Rick Mercer travels throughout the U.S., talking to Americans, telling them fictitious things about Canada, and asking them to congratulate us on accomplishments, such as opening our first university, getting grade 9, completing 800 miles of paved roads, and so on. In addition to getting these congratulations, he also asked Americans to sign petitions about fictitious issues, such as ending the Canadian practice of putting its senior citizens on northern ice floes and leaving them to perish, and ending the seal hunt in Saskatchewan. The Americans in the show were happy to sign these petitions and to add their comments, too. At the time, and even now, I laugh because I know the issues aren't real. These segments are pure comedy. But, are they a truthful representation of Americans? How can we know? We would need to find the participants and ask them, but without their presence, it is up to us as viewers to decide. And that's what we're being asked to do now. Decide what is truth and what is fiction in an ever-changing narrative about current issues and conflicts around the world. We can never know everything that is going on in the world, but we can seek to know what is going on around us. We can care about what is affecting the people we see every day, on the bus, at work, in school, at the coffee shop, and so on. Each person carries their own stories and truths. Instead of arguing about what is truth versus fiction, focus on what's good and right in the world. Before sending that video of heartbreaking news, think about the effect it will have on the person who receives it. Be kind to them. Be kind to yourself. Spend more time watching joyful moments and good news stories than you do watching sad news stories. Watch the good news over and over, the same way you listen to a favorite song. Share uplifting videos with your family and friends. Reach out in friendship to someone new in your community who may be far from their home. Be kind. Your kindness here and online will spread around the world and give us all hope and strength to make it through these challenging times. Fiona Prince, MA teaches business communication and writing skills through her own company and Royal Roads professional and continuing studies. She acknowledges that her home and office are located on the traditional territories of the Wissanik and Elkwungen speaking peoples, where she is thankful to live, learn, play, and do her work. Fiona is the new volunteer Jewish spiritual care provider at UVic, and worships at the Chabad Family Shul in Victoria. You can read more articles on our interfaith blog, Spiritually Speaking, at https://www.timescolonist.com/blog/spiritually-speaking. This article was published in the print edition of The Times Colonist on Saturday, November 4, 2023.